Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. Dip into any book of the Bible and you'll soon encounter something stunning, something we can so easily take for granted. God speaks to human beings. Ordinary people, in very ordinary places, hearing from an extraordinary God. Moses on a mountain. Elijah in a cave. Samuel in his bed. Our God speaks and wants to be known. It is not God who hides, it's us. Here are some ways in which God might speak to you today, wherever you are, on the train, in the car, at work, in the kitchen. God will speak to you through the Bible, this incredible library of 66 books, written by people but breathed by the Holy Spirit, that all tells one coherent story pointing to Jesus. The Bible is alive. It has the power to speak right into your situation today. God will speak to you supernaturally. As you listen for him, he'll put visions, words, and pictures in your mind. He'll put people on your heart, helping you to see people in situations like he does. God will speak to you through his creation. The writer of today's psalm talks about the skies, day after day, proclaiming the work of God's hand, speaking to us about his majesty and his glory. And God will speak to you through other believers. A word of encouragement from a friend that helps change your perspective. A word of knowledge that unlocks a situation. It's one of the reasons it's so important to be in community with other Christians. How often in your prayers do you just slow down and listen? How often are you aware of God's presence in the normal, the everyday? How often do you say, Lord, what do you want me to hear in this moment? The God of the Bible is a God who speaks. Have you heard him recently? What is he saying to you? Start today by asking God to speak to you throughout the day. End the day by jotting down anything you heard through prayers, through other people, through the Bible, through the world around you. What do you notice? How is God speaking to you?